Could you talk a little bit about the various choices for chemotherapy that are commonly thought about in squamous cell that people consider, and why it is that you, as you mentioned, generally you like to go with carboplatin with either nab-paclitaxel or gemcitabine?
So for my approach to a metastatic squamous lung cancer at presentation, of course, includes PD-L1 testing. For patients that are PD-L1 intermediate or low that are not eligible to receive pembrolizumab, I begin to think of platinum doublet chemotherapy options. The first decision point is cisplatin or carboplatin. And the second question is what the partner is going to be, gemcitabine, nab-paclitaxel. And then for patients who receive platinum gemcitabine, do you want to add necitumumab, I suppose, to the regimen? For patients with metastatic disease, I tend to use carboplatin, not cisplatin. And I find that nab-paclitaxel is well tolerated with carboplatin for these patients and perhaps has a little bit less in the way of count suppression as compared to the carboplatin and gemcitabine.
I have heard people talking about using nab-paclitaxel as opposed to paclitaxel more in people with squamous cell, such as this situation, and also in older patients. Is that your practice?
Based on the Sosinski data, the response rate was highest in the squamous subset for patients treated with platinum plus nab-paclitaxel. That was a subset analysis, and I don't know that I've seen a higher response rate from this platinum doublet in my own practice, but I do agree with the tolerability, and I think that's why the elderly analysis was interesting. I think when you have patients coming in weekly for therapy, getting a lower dose, you can monitor their side effects, you can address symptoms before they get out of control. I find that week by week, it's easier to manage patients with performance status, lesser performance status in general.